It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, many people in Wisconsin and around the country are having trouble getting access to mental health care. Our guest says psychiatric mental health nurses could be a big part of the solution. First, we've been hearing about a Republican plan in the legislature to increase funding for Wisconsin schools by $500 million. That's quite a bit less than what Governor Evers says he wants, so the final number is up in the air. But teacher salaries and other school funding challenges in Wisconsin and around the country have been factors contributing to a growing trend of American teachers seeking opportunities in other countries. Aaron Richards has written about this previously for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, now as national education reporter for USA Today. She joins us now from our Milwaukee studio. Aaron, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
Let's start on the demand side. Apparently, you write, there's a growth in what's called international schools around the world that's creating demand for these teachers. Tell us about those schools.
Right. These are private schools located overseas. They used to be havens for the children of foreign diplomats, state workers who are in foreign assignments overseas, or maybe the children of business people that have foreign assignments. But they've been growing, especially over the last 10 years or so, as more and more foreigners who live in these countries want to send their kids to an American-style school. These are private schools. They're in the area. So increasingly, these schools are not only serving American students living abroad, they're also serving students who live in that particular country. So they're a private school, usually pretty well-resourced. They charge tuition, and it's another option for local students to have an American-style education.
And they want American teachers, apparently.
They do. And part of that makes a lot of sense, right? If you're going to offer an American-style education all in English, you would like to have teachers there teaching English. A lot of parents are seeking this education because they think it will increase their children's chances of understanding the system and having a better shot at getting into an American university. And so these schools are very hungry for well-trained American educators who are willing to move overseas. And to get them there, they are willing to offer them quite a few benefits.
And you spoke to a bunch of teachers who have done this. What kind of things do they say about why they were going abroad to teach at these schools?
Many teachers talked about the fact that they had a sense of adventure. They had some interest in going and working and living overseas anyway. But a lot of them also said they were looking for the kind of respect that they think the teaching profession deserves. So many of them didn't realize that would be such an important factor to them until they got there. But there's also some other things. These international schools may not pay fantastic, but a lot of them cover your housing as a teacher. If you have children, you can send your children to the school you're teaching at for free, which is potentially, you know, up to $18,000 to $20,000 of tuition for your children to go to a private school abroad. So for many teachers, those are really attractive benefits that they wouldn't necessarily get if they stayed in the United States.
Talking to Aaron Richards from USA Today about a trend of teachers from the United States finding jobs at international schools around the world, finding them preferable to their options in some cases in the U.S. You talked to one teacher, Aaron, who said there's a hunger for the what had been the standard model of American education in countries around the world, but not so much in the United States. Can you talk about what you heard from that teacher?
Well, this is coming from the perspective that you've been seeing and hearing about around the country where, I mean, this is the same sentiment that's been underscoring the teacher walkouts that we've seen in other states and strikes over teacher pay and also just competition from charter schools, this whole idea that the teaching profession is sort of under siege in a way, or at least underfunded in America. And we all know, both here and abroad, that American schools are havens for creativity, despite the numerous types of restrictions that we have on public schools here or the kinds of standards that schools have to meet. There's still a lot of creativity here. And of course, American universities are highly sought after. And so that I think the sentiment that that particular teacher, whose name is Nate Bowling, and he's a popular educator in Washington State, what he was getting at was, look, this kind of education that we're providing to students is sought after around the world. And isn't it ironic that I feel like I need to leave my school in Washington State to go teach the way I want to teach in a private school overseas. And in many ways, the difference here, too, is that we're talking about public schools in America, and these are private schools overseas who, that don't have the same, you know, they don't have to work with unionized teachers. They don't have to administer standardized test scores or, sorry, standardized exams every year. So there is some more freedom to teach in these schools purely because they are private and tuition-based.
Yeah, a lot of the teachers you talked to mentioned autonomy, that they have more control in their classroom of what they do than they would in most American schools.
Right. And I, from what I saw, I visited one of these schools in Quito, Ecuador, and what I saw was a pretty low ratio between students and teachers. So in most classrooms, there were no more than 15 to 18 students, and there was usually one teacher and also an instructional aide of some kind, sometimes a third teacher as well, or an assistant. And also there's more resources in these schools. There's I think the school I visited in Quito had probably three college advisors for students and families, which was also something that a lot of schools here can't afford to provide at the high school level anymore. So those are just some of the resources that I saw there.
Let's bring on a caller. Anne is with us in Green Bay. Anne, hi.
Hello. I have a friend whose niece and her husband have been doing this for like 30 years. They've been to Taiwan and India and China and Japan. And not only do they get free housing, but they have people that come and do their laundry. They have maid service. They have cooks. They have chauffeurs. Their kids go to school for free. And they get to travel whatever country they're in while they're there. So they're not only getting, not only educating their people, but they're getting an education in the culture and what goes on in the country as well. So it's really a win-win, and I wish I would have known about this 40 years ago. Mm. I would have done the same.
And thanks a lot for sharing that story. And she said the people she's talking about have been doing this for three decades. This has been going on for a while, and you wrote about this back, I think, in 2012, Aaron, but it's really picking up now, it sounds like.
It is. There's more than 10,000 international schools around the world now. I think the last time I wrote about this 7 or 8 years ago, it was certainly fewer than that. Estimates are that the total number of staff in these schools is probably about 500,000 people now worldwide. There is definitely growth. There is definitely an appetite for it. But to speak to what your caller said as well, a lot of teachers who have been in this field for a long time talk about it being, sort of you're in the network of international schools teaching. Many teachers only stay with a school for between 2 to 4 years. Often when you move on, often to schools in Asia where the pay is higher, there's kind of this movement around the world of educators, which I found really interesting because in America, we often talk about the concern about teacher turnover in schools. And in a lot of these places, teachers were only staying for maybe the course of two contracts, which would be a total of about 4 years or so.
Thanks for that call, Anne. And Aaron, you mentioned the spirit of adventure earlier, which would make me think of, okay, this is maybe somebody, a new teacher, maybe even just out of school. You saw a lot of veteran teachers choosing this path.
I did. And one thing to note is that many of these schools are looking for teachers with at least a little bit of experience teaching in American schools. Often not a lot. I knew some younger teachers who'd only done maybe 2 or 3 years here in the States or in Wisconsin before they left to go teach abroad. But there certainly are a lot of veteran educators. I think the last time I wrote about this a number of years ago, I talked to at least one principal in Wisconsin who was actually retiring and then moving to the Cayman Islands to lead a school there, an international school there.
So is this trend expected to continue? Or are we going to see more of these schools and then more need for American teachers in other countries?
Every consultant that I talked to for this story said there's no signs of any slowdown. In fact, the growth of international schools has been at about between 5% and 7% a year, which just means that more and more staff are being requested. One word of warning, I did get a little bit of feedback from this article, and there were a few teachers who had been teaching in the international school circuit, and they said that they'd moved back in part because they weren't protected by the same union labor laws. They didn't always feel that they could complain about the way a school operated, lest it come back to bite them. This world of international teachers is pretty small. So there are some concerns there that teachers should fully check out before they decide to, you know, leap and take one of these positions overseas.
Erin, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
That's Erin Richards. She covers national education stories for USA Today. And we talked with her about teachers from the U.S. moving abroad to work at international schools.